Good morning. Yes, it's time for a meeting. Thank you for coming. Yeah, just close the door. And have a seat. Yes, right there is fine. Sit down. So, you've been with us for a few months now. I wanted to take the opportunity to check up on you. Has everything been going okay? Everyone treating you well? You have the equipment and supplies you need. Great. I hope the workload has not been too tough for you. No? I'm asking specifically because some of your co-workers have noticed that you seem very stressed out and anxious sometimes. I know I can be a tough manager. I like to run a tight ship, and I won't apologize for that. But, in the interest of keeping things tight, I also like to make sure that each and every member on my team is in tip-top shape. Does that make sense? I like to keep a close eye on the freshest members of my team, which in this case is you. And if you are, in fact, stressed or suffering from any sort of anxieties, I wanted to inquire as to why you don't take advantage of the company's sexual wellness policies. You do know you're entitled to a 15-minute session once a day and 1-hour-long session each week. These are, of course, separate from your regular breaks and lunch hours, so if you don't use them, you basically lose them. You've never had a job with a sexual wellness policy before? I see. Well, our company isn't quite big enough to have a separate sexual wellness department, so it falls on the project team managers to be the sexual wellness resource for their teams. In other words, your sexual wellness falls under me. Or me under you, if that's what you prefer. That was a joke. Wow, you look so nervous. You just need to relax. Loosen up a little bit. Do you find me intimidating? That's understandable. I know I can come off as pretty intense and uptight. Perhaps even too prim and proper. I have high expectations of myself, and I hold my team to the same standard. But I also take every aspect of my job very seriously, including the sexual wellness aspect of it. Have you had any sexual experiences with women older than you? You have little sexual experience at all. Oh gosh, you're turning red. Please, don't be embarrassed. That's nothing to be ashamed about at all. I'm beginning to understand now. Between your lack of knowledge of benefits of sexual wellness, your fear of me, and your general inexperience, well, by the end of this session today, I hope that we can work on all three of those issues. Here, take my hand and come with me to the couch. Sit down. Go on. And let me kneel in front of you. Like this. Do you still find me intimidating? I'll accept the nod and stammer as a yes. Perhaps if I unbutton my shirt and clasp my bra so you can get a good look at my tits. Look at those eyes growing so wide. That's better, isn't it? Go ahead. Don't be shy. I'll lean forward so you can cup my tits in your hands. They feel nice, don't they? Nice and supple in each hand. Play with them. Tweak the nipples. There. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Give me your hand. I want you to watch me lick and suck your fingers. Every day, I have to be your boss. But for 15 minutes a day, you get to be mine. And you can tell me exactly what you want me to do. You seem a little tongue-tied. But that growing tent in your pants is telling me what you need me to do. What you need me to take care of. So, let's unbuckle these and see. Oh, such a nervous boy, and yet here you are. Packing some heat between these legs. Do I look intimidating now? Your boss, on her knees, with her tits out, and her lips just a few inches away from the dripping head of your cock. You say no, but you're still stammering. Why don't you try telling me what you want me to do? Come on now. Say it. Tell your boss to suck your cock. Tell your boss that you're having a stressful day and you want her to give you some oral relief. Your hard cock. Tell her to take you into her warm, wet mouth and make sure her slippery little tongue catches every bit of pre-cum dripping from your cock. That's it. Good boy. Now here's your reward. See, This isn't so bad, is it? You have the biggest grin on your face. Oh, lean back. Oh, relax. You work hard every day. Don't think I don't notice. Oh. That's why it bothers me that you get so pent up and anxious when you don't need to be at all. You know Marco and Jason? The guys next to you. They don't do half as much work as you do. And they're in my office almost as soon as I have a slot open for them. You a deal. I'll keep my first morning slot reserved just for you. If you come to my office first thing every morning, then they can sit and wait outside my office. While I give you the juiciest and sloppiest mind-melting blowjobs. I'll even let the session run a little long just to tease them. I want to let them know just how much I appreciate and reward hard workers. Don't be shy. Use your hands. Hold the back of my head. Make me take you deep. Come on. I think you can do better than that. You're enjoying this now, aren't you? Maybe I'm a little less intimidating now. Now that you can use this big fucking cock to fuck your boss's throat. Well, if it's what you want, then you should do it. Scared, because I'm not. Give it to me. Comfortable we are with each other now. I have an idea. Let me take off this skirt and straddle your lap. You didn't think you were gonna get out of letting me take this cock for a ride, did you? No. No condoms today. I won't tell if you won't. I don't normally kiss either, but you are just so delectable. Does that feel good? My dripping, wet pussy sliding along your cock. I can't wait to feel your raw cock slide deep inside me. Feel bad. Why do you feel bad? Because you met my husband at the company party. You silly boy. You know he has his own sexual wellness secretary at his work. And our maid is sexual wellness certified. Believe me, he is very well taken care of. Just like you're going to be. Very well taken care of. By me. Now watch your boss crouch over the tip of your cock. And oh God. Plunge it deep. Deep inside me. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, you have such a surprised look on your face. You didn't expect my pussy to be so tight. Well, it's time to learn that tightness has nothing to do with age, but with muscles and exercise. And I have years of experience taking and pleasuring young cock. That you can feel with every thrust inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Good boy. Grab my hips and... yes. That's good. Suck on my tits. Suck on my tits. Deep inside me, baby. Come on. Oh, fill me up. Oh, oh, I can feel you stretching me out. Your prim and proper tight ass boss would be such a hot little fuck behind closed doors, did you? I'm a professional out there. I'm not gonna take shit from anyone. But in here. I'll take everything you can give me. But I'll admit, I have a thing for juniors like you. You're all so young and fresh out of college, with your nice little haircuts and your thick cocks. Give them a little pussy and they'll work really hard for you. You'll work really hard for me, won't you? Oh, good boy. You'll work hard for access to this tight pussy, won't you? Good boy. That's what I like to hear. Keep working hard for me and you can keep fucking me bareback every day. I know it's technically against the rules, but I don't mind bending them for you. Just like I'll bend over for you when you come in my office tomorrow. A good cream pie first thing in the morning. I'll take my panties off and keep my pussy wet and ready for you. Yeah. You can immediately bend me over and slide inside my sobbing wet cunt. Make me yelp and moan so everyone can hear what you're doing to me. Make me come as you shoot your load inside my raw cunt. And you can hold my mug between my spread legs. And my sloppy cunt. And let your hot cum drip into my morning coffee. Such a dirty fucking boy. Such a nasty, dirty fucking boy. You're getting close. I can feel you throbbing, and I'm so fucking wet. You're getting close now. Good boy. Be a good boy. And come. Come inside me. Yeah. Come shoot your fucking load inside your boss's sopping wet cunt. Come. Flood my cunt with your cum. Yeah. Come on. Come. Yes. I'm gonna come. Ah.
Stand up. Here are some towelettes. Get yourself cleaned up. I have a voice conference soon, so do get out of here as soon as you can. I still need all of your daily tasks completed, so get some results for me today. Understood? Good. Oh, and don't forget, you're in my office first thing tomorrow morning. That'll be all.